Open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55, and I'm going to say three things before I start this morning that are very important things to what we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with God's Word cannot fail. God's Word cannot fail. Would you repeat that? All right. Now, I want you to think about that beyond natural, beyond normal, beyond English. Because when you say that, you stepped off into the spirit world. You stepped off into the supernatural world. When you say God's word can't fail, you're stepping into miracles, signs, and wonders. Because God loved those who trust his word. Now, the first thing you have to know is money cannot do what the word can do. There are places the word going to take you. Money will never go. Right. Can't go there. That's very important. Holy Spirit said money cannot do what the word can do.
Exactly.
That's so important. Secondly, God's thoughts and ways, plural, are in his word. God thoughts and ways are in his word. Now, the third one, you got to be listening for your clothing. You better put the clock on so I know where I'm at. Third one, you got to listen because it's saying something, but it's cracking open a new dimension for you. All right? Are you listening? It's cracking open a new dimension. God's word does not work by time, but by timing. Now, that's a whole new dimension there because time you acting on the word and it seemed like it's not working. The word is working, but it's working on the timing. See, the word don't just go for what you sent it after. It work on all the things around it to make it come out on your behalf. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, you see the word target the whole picture. You may see one part. You may need healing. The word may see you need finances. So the word work on timing, not on time. You got those three things? Money cannot do what the word can do. Let's look at that. Isaiah 55:1. It's not our text, but I want you to look at it. It's the chapter our text in. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money. How much money?
No money.
Come ye, buy and eat. Yeah, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Now, that don't mean you're blessed being broke. That means there's something that money can't do. And what we're talking about now is not based on worldly economic. The word, thank you, Holy Ghost, the word works on a different economic system. The words don't just purchase things. The word make things. The word has a manufacturing mechanism built in it. If it don't exist, the word can make it for you. I want you to listen to me now. It's very important. Wherefore, verse 2, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfied not? Notice that. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fat. Talking about eating the word. Eating the word. That's so important. That's what we want to do this morning. Now, our text out of this chapter is God can restore anything. I want you to make some notes before I read. You're going to run upon 11 shall, S-H-A-L-L, shall, S-H-A-L-L. And I want you to get the last three letters out of that word shall. What you come up with? All. All right, now, everything is included. Boy, y'all pay close attention because it's powerful stuff this morning. Everything is included. All. Shall mean all. Another word for shall is will, W-I-L-L. All right? Now, I told you about shall, S-H-E-L-L, last Sunday. And I told you to take the last four words out of that. And what was that?
Hell.
Outer covering. Shell is the outer covering. Things may look like hell, But if you're on the inside right, you're going to change it. You're going to turn out to be heaven. And another word I brought forward is shout. Shout. And the last three letters in shout. Yout. See now, I want you to see those three things. Now, shall mean, because you're going to look at shall 11 times in our text. 11 times, talking about the word. Mm-hmm. Shall mean it will happen, not only can happen, but must happen. Shall mean it will happen, not only can happen, but must happen. Now, I want you to put everything on the table. Now, everything in your life, everything you need to get straight, I want it on the table today. Because the word is going to operate like a two-edged sword on every situation. Are you listening to me? All right. Now, Isaiah 55, 11. Now, you know the word is God's thoughts, God's ways. God don't think like we think, but he give us his thought in his word, and he give us his ways in his word. But it's not in the shell of the word, S-H-E-L-L, is on the inside. And that's what dominion. Remember John 6:33? He said the word is spirit and life, word that is spoken to you. Now, when we deal with God's word cannot fail, and we understand God's word does not work by time, it works by timing. Every time you put God's word forward, it's going to work. But you got to keep your faith in the word and know it's already done. It's already done. Now, Isaiah 55, 11. God talking about bringing his people back to the everlasting covenant and he pardoning them and forgiving them. And get so shall my word be. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Underline that first there. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. What we have to understand is when you are operating in the word by faith and when you're operating in the spirit, when you're operating in your right as a son and daughter of God and you're using the word, that's the word coming out of God's mouth. Uh-huh. Let me go over it again because, see, sometimes we read the Bible fictitiously. And we get excited about it, but God is trying to tell us something. He says, when you're using my word in faith, using my word properly, you're using my thoughts and my ways that can't fail. And when you speak my word by faith, you speaking it, but it's my word and it has the same power. The church must come to that. We must know there's no organization, there's no institution in the world system that is stronger than a Christian. And we got to come back to our place. We have socialized. We have got into socialism Christian-wise. We've just put everybody on the same level and get excited. There are some things, many things, that money can't buy. See, the power that you got when you speak God's word. God went so far to say that those who in the word of God come, I've called them God. Over there in John chapter 10. So it's powerful for us to understand. And then when you know God's word cannot fail, he's going to prove it right here. He said, my word cannot fail. So if you praying about something and if you got a scripture God have given you and you think you're failing, you're not on God's word. You're not on God's word because God's word cannot fail. You see what I'm saying? You might be on some word out the Bible, but you don't have them in you. It's not a revelation. It's not real. It's not a rhema. You got to become a rhema where you got to be, see the word. He said, the word that I've spoken to you. See, before you can speak God's word like Isaiah 55, 11, first of all, God got to speak to you. See, and then it's sort of like it's sort of like a repeat. You're repeating what God said that's going to happen. See, when you pray, when you see God's faith, God give you a word or his word. When he give you his word, then you speak it. But if you just read it, it's not going to work. You see the difference? So you can have tons of scriptures, But if it's not spoken to you, if it haven't come alive, if it's not a rhema, the spirit and the life is not in it. The spirit and the life, she got to have the spirit and life in it, the spirit of God and the life of God, the spirit of the Holy Ghost and the life of the Holy Ghost has to be in the word. So here, I want you to watch these shares now. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It what? It shall, I want you to see that shall, not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. That's four shall in this one first verse. And it shall prosper, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Now, when we release that word in that type of understanding, let's look at condition, how condition are transformed and how things change. Look at the 12th verse now. For ye shall, see, it's a transformation take place. Ye shall go out with joy. Don't care what it is. Don't care what you're dealing with. See? And be led forth with peace. Woo, my, the word, the real word. When you know the word cannot fail, no matter what scenario you're in, you know you're coming out of, you're coming out with joy and peace.
Yes.
Oh, I gotta hear somebody say amen now.
Amen.
Yeah, see, no matter what you're dealing with today,
yes,
you tune into this broadcast and the word of the Lord coming to you in facet that is God's thought, is God's ways. It cannot fail. Whatever you're dealing with, there's joy on the other side. There's peace on the other side. Be steadfast. Listen carefully. I'm gonna give you some ways to do that. Be steadfast because this is beautiful. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forward with peace, no matter what it is. Look, notice the mountains. Ooh, it's plural. Y'all getting it? The mountains. Anybody got any mountains? The mountains and the hills, plural. Look, shall break forth before you in sync. Shall break before you into singing. Well, we got joy, we got peace, we got singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. In other words, you can clap now. You can clap. Whatever you're dealing with, just go ahead and clap about it. Because it's coming out in your favor. You're coming out with joy. You're coming out with peace. You're coming out with singing. The mountain's going to move. The hill's going to move. And the clapping should start.
Yes.
Glory to God. Fields shall clap their hands. Hands are blue. Everybody got to clap. Now watch this, verse 13. The thing you're going through something? Baby, I'm glad you tuned in this morning. Instead of the throne shall come up the fir tree. The fir tree.
Yep.
And instead of the briar, you know what a briar is, right? I'm a country boy. Shall come up the myrtle tree.
Yes.
And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for everlasting sign. Ooh, look what the last part says. Look what the last part says. See, that's why I know the word of God can't fail.
Yes.
Huh? Hallelujah. The word of God will never be cut off.
Yes.
You listen to me? It says then, and shall not be cut off. You can't stop it.
Hallelujah.
You can't stop the word of God. As a matter of fact, in life, God's word is the only thing that is failure proof, no matter what happened. I'm going to give you that again because I'm just preaching. I got a few people in here, but y'all hear me out there, right?
Yep.
As a matter of fact, in life, New York, California, Africa, Zimbabwe, as a matter of fact, in life, God's word is the only thing that is failure proof no matter what happening. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Here's one of the reasons that God's word can't fail. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it.
Yep.
Just give me another translation, any translation. Amplified Bible, Message. I know you got something. I hadn't read them, but I just want to see something else about it. Give me another translation. Then said the Lord unto me, Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In other words, God watches over his word to make sure that his word is performed. God's message came to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? I said, a walking stick. That all that God said, God, I'm sticking with you. I'll make every word I give you come true. You see that? I'll make every word I give you. See, he got to give it to you though. Now, I'm not just sitting up with that Bible reading that Bible. He got to give it to you. You got to stay with him long enough for him to give it to you. He said, I'll make it come true. Mm-hmm. See, you got to make it yours. And I'll make it come true. Do you see that? He watches over his word to perform it. Look in Psalm 119, verse 89. Psalm 119, verse 89. God's word cannot fail. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever stressing you out, whatever you need to do, whatever family problem you're dealing with, whatever, just listen to me this morning. It is powerful. We basically are teaching from Isaiah 55:11. Yep. With the fourth time the word shall. Now notice why God's word can't fail. You see why? Huh? You see why? Can heaven fail? No, huh? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's already settled. I heard the Spirit of God say, whatever you're dealing with this morning, it's already settled. What you got to do is take the word, put the word on it. It's already settled. Don't walk by feeling. Don't walk by what you see. The atmosphere, the spirit world, angelical beings are all around the word and all around you to cause the word to come to pass. Don't go by what just you've seen. Don't go by how things look. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now, Abraham knew that. He had been waiting on that baby for a long time. And he 100 years old, his wife almost 100. But he had a word from God. But God's word can't work by itself. See, you got to be a part of it. Look in Romans chapter 4. I wish I had time to read the whole thing, but I don't have time to read it. Romans 4, about 20, 21. Romans 4, 20. I wish I had time, but I don't, because I got some more things I got to give you. We're talking about God's word cannot fail. We're talking about today. You put in God's word, make sure God speaks to you. You stay with God till he says something to you, give you his thought and his ways, and put it on that situation, and I promise you, it cannot fail. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he said, I'll make my word true. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Romans 4. This is a powerful story. You have to read it from the 13th verse to really get it. Because there's a promise involved, there's grace involved, there's righteousness involved. All that's in the word promise, righteousness, faith, grace, all of that is wrapped in the word, okay? Your righteousness, your faith, the promise of God. So you read it from the 13th verse and you'll see some things. But I just want to go on to verse 20, Romans 4, 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. So you got to stop your staggering, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now the scripture you're using, the scripture you believe God had given you for various situations, make sure you add verse 20 into it. Make sure you're not staggering. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. You see, you'll stagger if you look at the time, but if you recognize that God functioned through timing. So what looked like is not happening is happening all the time. That's why you have to have, that's why the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith. See, you got to have faith. The word cannot not fail without your faith. See, now the word brings the faith and the answer. So what? Romans 10:17, right? So then faith come by hearing. So the word bring the faith for you to be able to operate in its way. Mm-hmm. Faith bring you up to the level of the word. Y'all listening?
Yep.
See, faith make you and the word one. Because the substance in faith and the substance in the word, they are the same. Can you see it?
Yep.
See, when you operate in faith, you operate synonymously with the word. So it got to happen. It can't come back. Shall. Done deal. Then when you look at, and it looked like it's not working, you're looking at time. You're in the wrong dimension. The word don't work in that dimension. The word don't work by time. See, the word can work suddenly, immediately, straightway, or wait. I got to get some other things straight before I let you have that. I got to get some, see, suddenly, straightway, and see, you get thawed if you say, well, it ain't working, it's been 2 weeks. Baby, it's working. God working on it now.
Yeah.
Every prayer you pray, God, if you got the word on it, and after this morning, you'll be ready. God's word, say it, God's word cannot fail. The church must know that. The church is the only one got that authority. The only one have that dominion to know that they have an unfailing life as they operate in God's word. So now powerful this is. He says, watch this. Verse 20, Romans 4:20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Are you with me? Look at verse 21 now. This is where I'm trying to get you. This is where I'm trying to get you. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised. What? I can't hear y'all. I can't hear you. No, he was able also. He don't, God don't just talk. He was able also to perform it. But see, you got to come to that point that you persuaded. See, I'm fully persuaded what I'm preaching. I'm fully persuaded of it. See, I know God's word can't fail. I've seen it over and over again in my personal life, in my ministry for certain people. I've seen miracles, signs, wonders. God's word work, man. All right. Look at, you brought your shouting clothes? Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. Matthew 5, verse 18. My word shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish. It shall prosper whereunto I sent it. But the revelation is when you have a revelation of God's word, you can send that word and have the same authority and same dominion. Are you following me? Not being a church member now, not being a denominational person. You got to be in revelation. You got to be in Rhema. You got to be in the reality of the word for that to happen. Look at this. Let me make this next point to you. Let me make the next point. The heaven and earth can pass away, but me and my word will stand forever. Mm-hmm. I felt that.
Yep.
That's powerful, man. Look what he said in 5:18. For verily, Jesus, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot. Well, not big a jot is. One tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Now, you got to understand this. Let me give you a little education on this. When you talk about the word, you're talking about Psalm 119 is the most prolific teaching on the word of God you can find. Out of 177 verses, only 3 verses does not have the word in it. Law, ordinances, judgment. These are words that interchange with the word. Status. It's eight different dimension. Commandment, law, stature, all that's in Psalm 119 is talking about the word. I was reading it yesterday, and only 3 or 4 verses does not have one of those words in it which pertain to the word. Law is another word. Law, y'all getting it?
Yeah.
Law, stature, ordinances, commandment, precept is another word. All that's about the word. And I would ask everybody to read Psalm 119 and underline word, precept, law, statute. It's going to show you something about the word unfailing position. Psalm 1. Matter of fact, before I come here next Sunday, y'all read that. Read that psalm and underline every time you see one of those words. In the Scofield Bible, it outlined that for you, show you that might be verse 1. I don't know what verse it is. One of the verses it don't mention word particularly, but all the rest of them, 160 of them, in every verse that young boy is talking about the word of God, what it can do for you. Look at Mark 13:31. Mark 13:31. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to need an unfailing word in your life. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Ooh, I love this word. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Look what he said. But my words shall, that is again, that shall twice, isn't it? Look at it. Boy, we've preached some shells up here this morning. And heaven and earth shall pass away, right? Heaven and earth. But my words shall not pass away. Do you see that? How powerful is that? I can't hear y'all. Y'all say something. My God shall not pass away. And he have given me his not passing away word to you in my life. My. Now, here's another thing. And I think we did it in Roman, but I'm going to say it to you. My third point, I don't know how many points you got. The word must become personal to you at all time. Uh-huh. What I said? The word must become personal to you at all time. So that's John 6:63 there, you know, the words that I speak unto you. But also that's Matthew 5:18. Look at that, Matthew 5:18. No, that's not Matthew 5:18. Matthew 11:25. Matthew 11:25. How the word become poison to you? It must be revealed to you. Yeah. If it's not revealed, it can't become personal because the word is in the realm of the spirit. You see, if you academically, scientifically, psychologically, if you try to make the word personal, it won't be personal to you. I've read a lot of psychological books and they're trying to make it personal, but it's not personal because the word is not personal. They're working with their brain. They're working with their mind without God. Accomplish something, but the word, man, listen. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou have hid these things from the wise and prudent, has revealed. Now, here's another thing we have to know about the word. Y'all listening?
Yep.
The word actually is hidden. So not anybody can throw it around. The word is too powerful for to let ignorant people play with it. Mm-hmm. Or people who are not dedicated to God, he will not let them have the inside of his word. Mm-hmm. But we have a right to operate in the revealed word. When you operate in the revealed word, guess what comes next? R-E-S-T. No matter what's going on, you enter into a divine, supernatural rest, peace, and joy, no matter what's going on.
Yes. Come on.
Divine rest. Look at, now here's another revelation I want to give you. The Lord gave it to me the other day. I was studying for this lesson. I'm going to take you to the scripture. And Matthew 16, verse 19. And I never, Matthew 16:19, I never equated this way, but the Lord brought it to my attention. The word, these are keys. Whatever you want to accomplish, you need a key. When the word is revealed, it becomes a key. It becomes dominion. It becomes authority. It becomes creative. Nothing can stop it. You see what I'm saying? So the word, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, my brothers and sisters, you understand, I never say that I don't believe, because I always study this text and got the revelation. But the word, actually, now, dealing with Isaiah 55:11, I know the word can unlock anything. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nothing can stop it. So when you get your scripture, when you're dealing with something, that's your key.
Yeah.
Supernatural. Oh, yeah, Lord, I heard you. The words, when revealed to you, are supernatural keys. Mm-hmm. Write that down. Supernatural key. And when you're dealing with something, you say to yourself, I need a supernatural key for this. I need, and then the word, I remember when I first, country boy, we weren't using a whole lot of stuff. We didn't have a whole lot of money. But I heard about a master key. What is a master key? A master key is you can tune it into everything you got and it opens everything up. Did you get it?
Yes.
Yeah, see, you're supposed to be walking around with master keys.
That's right.
To healing, to health, to money, to joy and peace. The word is the key to that. That revelation there, I want you, Matthew 16:19, I want you to leave out the room when things going wrong. Say, I'm going to get me a key. And get along with God. Say, God, I want my key. You can ask him. He can give me permission to tell you that. Say, Lord, I want my key for this situation.
Yes.
Oh, man. You know what you've heard yet this morning?
Yes.
Lord, give me. Go ahead and shout, boy. The boys will be your shouting with me. The key, man. God just, look what God dropping on us this morning.
That's right.
God said, my word is the key when it's revealed to you.
Yeah.
It will unlock any health, any money, it'll unlock anything, any such a way. You see it?
Yes, sir.
My. Look in the 18th chapter of Matthew, in the 18th verse. The word must become personal to you at all time. It's a master key. Very, very, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall lose on earth shall be lose in heaven. Now that voice become a reality to you. Now you can walk in the revelation that God's word cannot fail. They're trying to add all kind of stuff to Christianity. You know, singing is to make way for the word. You see what I'm saying? But they're trying to add all things. They be bumping around singing all them songs. You better try and listen to the word.
That's right.
My goodness. All right. Knowing the secret of abiding in the word on purpose. Turn to John 15:7. Knowing the secret. Then I'm going to go back to my text right before I close and wake it some more. Knowing the secret for abiding in the word on purpose. But I say abiding what? How? On purpose. John 15:7. Look what happened if you abide in the word on purpose. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, act what you will. There shall it is again. And it shall be done unto you. It shall be done unto you. It shall be done unto you. You see that? Are you hearing this? Shall be done unto you if you abide in my word. You brought your running clothes? Psalm 119:105. Thy word. Psalm 119:105. You need to see this. Those got shook up back there. They're not falling through you. Psalm 119. Thy word, what?
Is a lamp
unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's powerful, man. Having light on every situation. There's a verse in that same psalm said, the entrance of thy word gives light. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. Let the word of God keep you on God's operating table that you may stay free. Hebrews 4:12. I'm going to move a little faster now. Hebrews 4:12. I got some place I want to get here. The word will remove all fear out of your life. 2 Timothy 1:7. I'm not going to read it. Know that God's word includes, listen, his wisdom, his ways, his will, his work, his oneness, his wealth. Let me go over that again. I don't want you to miss that. You're not supposed to be without none of this stuff. Know that God's word includes his will, his wisdom, his way, his will, his work, his oneness, and his wealth. Now, to locate and operate in Isaiah 55:11, let me go back there because it's powerful. I'm going to close, but talk about my text more. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. You see that? That which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. Everything changing. Say, everything changing in my life now.
Everything changing in my life now.
All right, I'm going to give you 5 or 6 things that I want you to be listening now. I'm going to go kind of fast. The preceded word, write it down. The preceded word. Matthew 4:4, the preceded word. You got the word, got to keep coming out of God's mouth. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In other words, God is constantly talking to me. I'm open. I want to hear his voice at all times. No matter what I'm doing, I'm listening for God because his word is constantly coming to me. Matthew 4:4. The performing word. We read Jeremiah 1:12. He watch over his word to perform it. We read in Romans 4. I think 21, that he, God performed his word. All right. Now I'm going to have to, you're going to have to turn to this one because this one going to spark everything I've been preaching. The prevailing word. The prevailing word. What word, what prevail mean? Act 19:20. The prevailing word. So mighty they grew the word of God and prevailed. Give me another translation, Message Bible. So mighty they grew the word of God and prevailed. And prevailed. Oh, man, they said, man, that's a lot of words there. Where the voice start at? They said, well, y'all switch it out on them again. Or it's all the way Matthew 19:17-20, huh? That's too much. Give me the Amplified Bible. I can't locate where I am. Here it is. Thus the word of the Lord concerning the attainment through Christ of eternal salvation, the kingdom of God grew and spread and intensified, prevailing mightily. And take the last 2 words, prevailing mightily. Prevailing mightily. All right. I hadn't looked over those translations. It's 19:20, the word of God grew and prevailed. All right. Praying over the word. Praying over the word. You got a word from God and you're praying over it. Acts 6:4. Praying over the word. But we give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. That's why I can preach like I'm preaching, because I prayed already. I prayed over the word. I'm not here on my own strength. I'm here on his strength. That's why I don't have to be hooping and hollering no more. You know. I want you to get something. You could leave here. The persuading word, that's Romans 4:21-22. You'll be able to go back over these things and The pregnant word is pregnant with God's thought and God's way. The word is pregnant, ready to produce a baby. Pregnant word with God's thoughts and God's way. That's Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, says the Lord. But the word is pregnant with his thought. The word is pregnant with his ways. Amen? All right. And then I want you to write two more down. The proclaim and preach word. Acts 6, 4, 7 and 8 and verse 10. Acts 6, 4, 6, 7, 6, 8, 6, 10. It'll tell you that you'll come to a point where they can't resist the word. Give me Acts 6:10. I'm gonna show you something. Acts 6:10. From now on, with the revelation that you heard this morning, when you're dealing with something, they was not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. See, you had the word. Now, another scripture come, and I'm guessing, but I believe, look at Luke 21:15. I believe they're going to help you. Luke 21:15. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's it. Look at that text. I need to preach that text by itself. And I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Give that to me in the Amplified Bible. A mouth, God give you a mouth and wisdom. What do you think you got in your mouth? What mouth? What do you think you got in your mouth? What's in your mouth? That's a 55:11 voice. That's a 55:11 voice. You know what? 55, go back to 55:11, look at it. And look at that voice right there. Isaiah 55:11 and Luke 21:15. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. I'll give you a mouth. Huh? Come on now. Come on, y'all don't act like I'm not preaching. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. I'll give you a mouth. And wisdom. That nothing and no one will be able to stop what you're saying. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, world. Wake up. Wake up. Know who you are. So my word that goes forth out of my mouth. So he's saying now, out of your mouth, it shall not return unto you void. That's what he's saying. Out of your mouth, but it shall accomplish all that what you please. Out of your mouth, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto you sent it. Let me close Luke 21:15 in the Amplified Bible again. See, I'm preaching for dimension here. The reason I'm preaching for dimension is we're in the last days, it's about to get rougher for those who don't know no better. You heard how I say that? It's about to get rougher and tougher for religion's not gonna work now. I'm a member of so-and-so, that ain't gonna work. You need to know for yourself. You need to know for yourself. You need to be the walking church. For I myself will give you a mouth and such utterance and wisdom, all of your foes, F-O-E-S, combined, will be unable to stand against or refute. You will not be stopped again. Say, I will not be stopped again. All I can do is get the word of God. Wow. Let me close here, Leroy. Pregnant with the word. The presence of God is in his word. The presence of God is in his word. The presence of God, where all that come from? Of God is in his word. You know what? I better not give you no more. Man, I put too much on your plate. You need to digest this, man. You need to meditate and digest it. This is a lot of stuff. You're going to have to go over this again because it seems like I'm just talking, but profound truth is coming out of my mouth. Look at that text again one more time before I close. Isaiah 55. Let me read the whole thing for you. Isaiah 55, 11. Let's read it based on God's word never fail. Now you find out that God have given you his mouth. What? God, when revelation come to you, your mouth becomes God's mouth. Y'all heard that?
Yes.
When you speak, God is speaking. And promise to us the same results. And we know we're not disturbed about what time it is. Because God's word works by timing. See, that all the fretting and fear that it's not working or that you need to go get 9 more scriptures. No, baby, stay still. Once God has revealed to you a host of angels, I can excel at God's word. That's why God said, listen, I'm not expecting you to handle this. When you speak my word, there's a host of angels waiting for orders from you through my word. See, because I'm going to teach you this year, I'm going to teach you about angels. That's another part. 30% of my anointing have been held up, the Lord spoke to me, because the angelical, they're all in here now. They're all on top of the church. There's an angel set over there, because we're here. You got 2 travel with you everywhere you go. See, seeing angels is not physically seeing them. You can, when you start praying, I'm going to teach you how to pray, that you can see them so you won't be scared. But they are there. Every person in here have 2 angels with them. Every person listening to me in your home right now, you think there's 3 of y'all in the house? Might be 15. They're there. They watch over. Listen. And all they're doing is, see, you don't pray to them, you don't worship, but they listen for God's word. When they hear God's word, something's going to happen. That's why the lion couldn't eat Daniel. An angel locked the lion's mouth up. Couldn't eat him. You think you're by yourself? That servant said to the prophet, oh, Master, what are we going to do with you? He said, Lord, open his eye. When he opened his eye, he saw chariots of fire surrounding them, protecting them. That's an aspect, I'm going there, Lord. That's an aspect of the church that we don't know about. At your house, there are angels. There are angels over your house. You're a child of God. Every child of God got angels assigned to them. Jacob ladder. I got to teach you about it. I got to teach you about it. How to minister to your angel so your angel can minister to you. Isn't that something? Never alone. Never alone. Never alone. My God. Let's read. I'm going to close. 55 and 11. Read it with me. Everybody read with me. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees, everything about to change, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Now, let me do this now because I don't know how I'm going to be led. Let me wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in the season coming up next week or this week, the latter part of this week. Word of Life, I just want to compliment you again, members, for your faithfulness. I don't know no church in the world have been as faithful as you've been these times. You're not complaining. You're not crying. You're powerful. I thank the word They've been preached to you. Many of you all are using that word. You're under protection. I'm going to, this new year, I'm going to teach you about angels. And you're going, 30% of your anointing is going to increase in the new year to come as I teach you about angels. But I just want to tell you, I'm praying for you. Stretch your hand toward that TV right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as pastor of this church, I thank you for covering the flock, covering their families, giving them courage during this time, protecting them from sickness and disease. The angels are watching over them right now. I thank you that provision and peace and joy, the things that we preach about this morning, are happening all over the world. Those who tune in, my partners, I heard the word monster. Now, monster, you know, we're not dealing with cartoons or fictitious things, but monstrous things become monstrous in our lives and seem like we can't handle those things. Someone is listening at me this morning is dealing with a situation that looked monstrous, but the Lord said to tell you that it's settled. It selleth, don't look at it no more. It selleth, for he, through his word and through his anointing, has selleth it for you. Your time is to rejoice and to give praise and give honor to God, for this day you have been set free from that monster. We praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let not fear dwell in your house, nor in your heart. I said I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you. A lot of rattling, a lot of noise, a lot of cracking will go on in the world system because it's time to get a lot of things straight. But you walk with me. You talk with me. You wait on me. I got you. As you walk with me, talk with me, listen to me, I have you covered. You're going to hear things that are going to bring failure to natural men's heart. Men are going to bring news and reports that is frightening to the average person. But remember, I give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay nor resist. Keep speaking my word over every situation. Keep saying what I say. And listen, because my word going to turn into your words and your words going to turn into my words, says the Lord. And you have authority and you have dominion and you have creative forces working for you. No matter what they say about the economy, no matter what they say about sickness and disease and different viruses coming, you walk with me, follow my word, listen to the instruction of my servant and you'll be well. I had my servant speak to you before all these things come, getting you ready for help, getting you ready for wealth. So you have the money, so you have the help. So you have the immune system to handle these situations. Walk in it. These are not just time to play with. These are time of my second coming. I'm getting ready to come back, said the Lord. And so a lot of revolutionary things going to happen in the world. People heart going to faint. People who can't handle it going to give up. But not you, because I'm in your house. I'm in your heart. I'm in your business, said the Lord. Keep walking with me. Keep having faith, keep praising me, keep loving me, and I'll keep covering you, says the Lord, in Jesus' name.